Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. With its seaside setting, grand Victorian houses, and pretty railway station, Whitehead in County Antrim was a popular destination for tourists in the years before the war. When the war broke out, one spacious residence here, owned by the Methodist charitable organisation Belfast Central Mission, became a refuge for children, looking after those whose fathers were fighting and whose mothers or guardians were deemed incapable of caring for them. Wesley Weir has studied the history of Belfast Central Mission and has located the former children's home, now a private residence.
We're in Edward Road, Whitehead. When the war started, it was a holiday home for children from the slums of Belfast and for working girls from the mills. But at the end of 1915, the mission was approached by various organisations to provide care for the children of soldiers who were working at the front.
For God and home and little children. The motherless children of our soldiers have to be homed, loved, protected. Day by day their piteous appeals are being made to us, and our efforts need only be limited by the response of the public. Checks, postal orders, etc. will be gladly received and thankfully acknowledged. Yours on their behalf, Robert M. Kerr.
The superintendent of the mission at the time of the First World War was Reverend R. M. Kerr. He was a man who, every time he saw a need, found a way to resolve it. There was no bureaucracy to go through him in those days. He just made the decision and went and did it. The problem was caused by the mothers having a variety of problems. Some were sick and were in hospital. Some had mental issues. Some had moral issues, particularly up to drink quite often. And the children needed caring for. From the earliest days of the mission, way back in 1889, it always had an association with caring for children. The City Arabs, as they were called, or the Waifs. A lot of them were street kids living in hostels, living on the streets. And they became associated with the mission. They attended a Waif Sunday school. They had a Christmas party.
Dear friend, it is our privilege to make our 26th annual Christmas appeal on behalf of the sad-faced and weary-eyed children of the slums. Last year we were splendidly supported by a sympathetic and generous public. And confident that the necessary money will be forthcoming this year also, we are making our plans for the festive season. Our programme is as follows. Christmas supper and entertainment for 3,500 poor children. Christmas dinner and Christmas tree for the soldiers' motherless children under our care, of whom there are nearly 100. Christmas dinner for 500 of the poorest women we can find.
The government paid 5 shillings a week for each child. It paid for the food, it didn't pay for clothing, it didn't pay for education, it didn't pay for wages. So there's a large shortfall, large in those days, being £100 that they felt they needed to raise to carry on the work, probably the equivalent of about £30,000 today.
This appeal is sent forth at a time when many demands are being made on the liberality of the public. Yet it is sent forth in the expectation that the many friends of these poor children will not fail to take a share in this responsibility that devolves upon us.
Compared, I suppose, with the life that they've maybe left in the slums, that it would have been reasonable. They'd have been fed 3 meals a day, they'd have been clothed, and they would have had people who cared enormously for them. But one of the things that always amazed me, I have a photograph, and I counted how many children were in it, and there were 60 children in one 3-story terrace house. You know, they were probably topping and tailing in the beds, and it would have been pretty tight.
4th December 1916. I, William Caulfield, of His Majesty's ship Victory, appoint the Reverend R.M. Kerr to be the guardian of my three children, William John Caulfield, Adair Caulfield, and Mary Jane Caulfield. And I authorize him to have the sole care and custody of them, and to place them in the Whitehead home. I expressly state that under no consideration is my wife to have the children restored to her, unless Reverend R.M. Kerr is fully persuaded that her character and conduct warrant her to receive them back.
The children that came through being soldiers' children would have stayed until either their mother was in a fit state to take them back or the father returned from the front. Unfortunately, quite a number of the fathers died at the front as well, so some of them were orphans by the time that 1918 arrived.
Whitehead, in County Antrim. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.